Trist's Temptation. Wicked Winemaker's First Label, Book 5. Written by Heather Slade. Read for you by J. River Pierce and Stephanie Namet Parker.
1. Trist. 1 year ago.
Trist, this is Jason Hart, codename Essentia, said Cade Butler, a man I'd known most of my life. A cool autumn breeze swept across the meadow where we stood, but when my hand met hers in greeting, warmth flowed from the top of my head to my toes. Staring into the depths of her violet-blue eyes, the color of the cornflowers that used to grow in the gardens of my home in California, something stirred inside me I never thought would again.
"Most people call me Jacy," she said.
"I am Trist Avila. Welcome to Mexico, and to El Lugar de Corazon."
"It's so beautiful here."
Jacy looked down at her hand, still between both of mine.
"It's the healing place, yes?"
As much as I wanted to feel her touch a few moments longer, I let go. "Do you speak Spanish?"
"Jason speaks several languages,"
bragged Merrigan, Cade's wife and the managing partner of the private security and intelligence firm they owned. Even as she and I cheek-kissed, I didn't take my eyes off the woman whose aura captivated me. The woman who had to be half my age. I would have said younger, but that she worked for my two friends meant she had to be older than I might have initially guessed.
Jacy will be assisting with the reunification process when the trafficking victims arrive later today. I can't thank you enough, Trist, for allowing us to use your ranch to bring these families back together.
Ditto, said Cade, putting his arm around his wife. What these people went through is horrifying and heartbreaking. The men, women, and children Cade spoke of had been abducted by human traffickers and loaded into shipping containers bound for the UK. Cade and Merrigan's firm, K-19 Security Solutions, was responsible for their rescue once the ship the containers were on landed in the port of Felixstowe, outside of London.
"It's a small thing compared to what you and your team have done," I said, glancing at my two friends, then at Jason. "May I show you to your casita?" I asked. She looked over at her employers.
"Go ahead," said Cade. "We'll find our own way," he added, nudging me with his elbow. I motioned to a golf cart a short distance from where we stood. My eyes drifted downward from her long, wavy blonde hair that even swept up in a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?